Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Abortion is mafia! Stay tuned. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Pro-Life Praise. You know, we started this program right when COVID was introduced to America and the world. And we immediately came through these airwaves to bring you praises to God and up-to-date information about what's going on in society. It's been quite a few months now, over a year, and we're back today to talk about a situation that is not new. Abortion is mafa. The word mafa, M-A-A-F-A in Swahili, means crisis, disaster, warning, warning, warning. I have an expert with me today to talk about why abortion is mafa. His name is Mr. Mark Crutcher, researcher, advocate for life, working against the terrible scourge of abortion, but not only that. And he's going to tell you more about that as he talks today. He's a film producer, just a powerful influencer. And we're going to have Mark explain to us why abortion is mafia and how much more is going on in our world. Mafia, mafia, mafia. Welcome, Mr. Mark Crutcher, and talk about life dynamics and the work that you've been doing. Just tell us about yourself. Welcome, Mark. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I started Life Dynamics in 1992 after I'd been in the pro-life movement full-time for many years at that point. But I started Life Dynamics to do things that other pro-life groups weren't doing. I was trying to fill in holes in the pro-life effort. And I would just leave things that other pro-life groups were already doing. I let them do it. They were probably better at it than I could be anyway. And one of those things was doing undercover work, which is one of the things we're most known for. We were the group that discovered the trafficking in baby body parts. That was our project originally. We've done other things like discovered and documented that the Planned Parenthood and National Abortion Federation are engaged in a nationwide pedophile protection racket, protecting the men who rape underage girls. And so those are just two of the projects that we've been known for. But we also do research into areas that other pro-life groups maybe haven't thought about or didn't research for one reason or another. And one of those was the origins of legalized abortion in America. The abortion industry has been very effective at convincing people that abortion was legalized as an instrument of women's rights or reproductive freedom or choice or any number of the other euphemisms they use to describe the wholesale slaughter of the unborn. That was not true, and that has never been true, and I always knew that it wasn't true. But there came a point at which we decided we needed to produce a product that would demonstrate this to the American people. The reality is, abortion was legalized as an instrument of Black genocide and eugenics. That was the original impetus behind the legalization of abortion. And we decided to do a documentary film proving that point. And as you know, you were in it, you were one of the stars of it, Alveda. And I think we've made an absolutely 100% airtight case for the argument that we were making, which is that abortion was legalized as an instrument of Black genocide and eugenics. And the interesting thing about that is when we first started researching this issue, one of the things we stumbled across was if I said to you, who are the the big movers and shakers in the history of the pro-life movement. You might mention, well, Priests for Life or Life Dynamics or National Right to Life or American Life League or any number of others. The original pro-life groups in this country were organizations like the Black Panthers and the Nation of Islam. It was radical 60s civil rights leaders who first saw that the call for the legalization of abortion was being done in order to rid the country of the African-American community. They saw that clearly early on. And so those were actually the first pro-life groups in this country. We started with that and went backwards, actually to the before slavery was ended, and connected all the dots from that point to today, showing that one dot led to the next dot. And the common theme throughout the whole thing was the eradication of the Black community.
Mark, let me say this right there. As you mentioned, the early Voices for Life, of course, who were screaming Mafa. That's Swahili word means danger, disaster, stop, help, alert, alarm, were African-American groups. Interestingly enough, Reverend Jesse Jackson, and you know, he and his right. wife have recently contracted COVID. I've been praying with the family and getting them in touch with some doctors who could help with that healing, as a matter of fact. So people say, Alveda, well, wait a minute. Jesse Jackson is for abortion. Well, he wasn't always. He wrote one of the strongest arguments against abortion that you will ever read. I think it's still out there. Now, he changed his position. A lot of people don't understand that, because he was getting pressure. He was convinced he should run for president. The rabid feminists, and those are the ones who had this secret agenda of promoting eugenics and genocide and abortion in America, talked him into picking up the women's rights issue and to forget about the rights of the baby. Now, yeah. All of this, Mark, let me just ask you this question right quick, because think everything you're saying and everything I'm saying, and we're going to get back in a minute to introduce more about how they can find you. But you've done MAFA 21. We'll show that trailer shortly. What other types of works? Because that was another work you had before MAFA 21. Now, I've been pro-life since 1983. You started as a serious investigator in the early 90s. Then we came forward and got some new African-American supporters who you put in that film, MAFA 21. But where else, along with MAFA 21, because we will show that trailer, what else do you have that people should be looking for? And we're going to put your website on the screen in a minute. But tell us how people can be more informed. What can they do?
Well, you mentioned the website. Other than the MAFA 21 documentary, the website is our primary weapon to get this word out there. And I want to make people understand something, too. We're not in this trying to sell DVDs. We've sold 275,000 MAFA 21 DVDs so far, and we continue to sell them. But you can watch it for free at that MAFA21.com, MAAFA21.com. website. You can watch MAFA for free, or it's on YouTube. It's all over the place. Over 1 million people have watched MAFA 21 on YouTube. And so the word is getting out there, and people are being stunned by what they see when they watch this documentary. It's been out 10 years now, as you know, and I'm sure you remember the meeting we had here in Denton with Black leaders from around the country the day after we introduced MAFA. And we tried to figure out what would be a successful outcome for MAFA. And we all agreed if we could put out 10,000 DVDs of MAFA over a 5-year period of time, that would be a success. So I printed 10,000 of them. We were out of those in about 6 weeks.
I remember.
And we've had
to reprint.
You know
what, Mark? Listen to this. And this is very important, too. Today, in this generation, and now they're becoming older, and they have to look for the next generation. So here you are in the 90s investigating, already pro-life. We were pro-life in the 80s, 83, when I became born again. Then we move forward and we meet people like Lila Rose, David Delilah. Lila Rose is at Live Action, and David Delilah became a great investigator as well. And they were spurred on by the work that you have done, the work that some of us have done. So what's very important, we know, and you know, if something is not taught for 3 generations, people will forget about it. So this information has to continue to come forward. You've been doing this for a long time. However, it's so critical right now. This is not something from yesterday. This information is needed today. I want to take a quick break, though, because I say all the time, and you and I have had this discussion as well, and you know I'm a Christian evangelist and all of that. And so along with the science, I bring God into it, and I'm always praying, and God, have it your way. And God gave me a new song recently, and it's out now. And I do kind of advertise it every show because I want you to know how important it is to bring God into our conversations. Let's take a little clip of Your Way, Yahweh. I have a philosophy: overcome evil with good. That's in the Bible. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So I began to get to know God more, Yahweh. Let me do this Your Way, Yahweh. And that began to form as a song. So I met Ian and Barry. To my surprise, Kathy Lee Gifford came in on the project, and we began to worship the Lord.
In all the earth, there's none beside you. Open.
So it just shows us that we as people can come together. Now we just have to really learn how to say Your Way, Yahweh. Are we going to stop doing it our way and start doing it God's way?
My name is Alveda King. I'm inviting you to join in the worship experience, Your Way, Yahweh.
Well, Mark, you know I'm going to always have to take a God break. Thanks for sharing that with me. One thing that's very important, Mark, the pro-life movement has been alive and vibrant. You just talked about some of the forerunners of it and how we've come through each decade with the pro-life movement. The pro-life movement is just as relevant today as ever. Can you bring us up to date a little bit about the pro-life movement today, Mark?
Yeah, it's more relevant. And one of the things that's hidden, especially by the American media, they don't like to talk about this, but we are winning. The pro-life side is winning this battle. I want to just give you a couple of quick things to think about on this. In 1992, when I started Life Dynamics, like I said, I'd already been involved from full time for many years at that point. Mm-hmm. But in 92, when I started Life Dynamics, there were 2,126 freestanding abortion clinics in America. Today, there are about 500 or slightly less than 500. Mm-hmm. Three-fourths of the abortion clinics in this country have closed permanently since 1992. In addition to that, in 1992, the abortion rate was about 1.7 million abortions per year. Today, it's under 750,000. So during the time that all these abortion clinics have closed, there's been a corresponding reduction in the number of abortions. And if you want to see the impact of that, I want you to think about this. At 1.7 million abortions in 1992, that was 5,000 a day. At 700,000, around that number to what we're having today, that's about 2,000 a day. That means that 3,000 fewer babies are being butchered today per day than were being butchered per day in 1992. We have made tremendous progress. We haven't made the progress we want to make.
Right.
We won't be happy. You and I will not be happy with this until the last baby has been killed. And so we are going to have to continue the fight, but it's important for our people to understand that they should not be discouraged. And it's real easy right now when you see what's going on with the Biden administration, but we've been through this before. We went through it with Obama. We went through it with Clinton. And I'll make the point that during the Clinton years, I mean, at that time, nobody had ever been as pro-abortion as Bill Clinton and Janet Reno and that crowd that he put in place. We closed more abortion clinics during the 8 years that Bill Clinton was president than any other 8-year period in our history.
Absolutely did. And now today, what we have now is that the pregnancy care centers and other types of support organizations, more legal people have come on the scene And they've done so much for life since that time. And that's why I'm saying it's so important. And we have to stay on the scene. I want to take just a second, Mark, and let people see a trailer from MAFA 21. And then we're going to come back and tell them how they can contact your website. Let's take a look at the trailer, MAFA 21.
Society can prevent those who are manifestly unfit from continuing their kind. Three generations of imbeciles are enough. I do not join in the belief that the African is our equal in brain or in heart.
We are paying for and even submitting to the dictates of an ever-increasing, unceasingly spawning class of human beings who never should have been born at all.
The laws of nature require the obliteration of the unfit.
The best way to hate a nigger is to hate him before he is born.
American eugenicists were routinely praising Hitler and holding up the Nazi eugenics program as a model for the United States to copy.
Non-white races must be excluded from America. The red and black races, if left to themselves, revert to a savage or semi-savage state in a short time. The only way possible of decreasing Negro population is by means of controlling fertility. Birth control facilities could be extended relatively more to Negroes than to whites, since Negroes are more concentrated in the lower income and education classes.
We hope that the restraint of population growth can come about through voluntary means. But if it does not, involuntary methods will be used.
There should be national sterilization for certain dysgenic types of our population who are being encouraged to breed and would die out were the government not feeding them.
If this movement continues, we soon may be accused of fighting poverty by eliminating the poor and overcoming hunger by removing the hungry.
For all their failures, what the eugenics movement had accomplished was to lay the foundation for the next phase of their plan. And this is where they would find the success that they had been chasing for over 100 years.
MAFA 21. Mark, we're going to bring your information up in just a moment, but I want people to know, even when you visit Priests for Life, Civil Rights for the Unborn, for example, you will have a link to MAFA 21 on my page. We think it's just that important. You can also go over to the Priests for Life bookstore. There are a lot of resources and so much information for you there. You can get my own books there, We're Not Colored Blind and King Rules, at the Priests for Life products.com. You can certainly get those there as well. So I do want you to visit that and follow me on Facebook too. You can follow me at Civil Rights for the Unborn Official for Facebook, on Twitter at Alveda King, Instagram at Civil Rights for the Unborn. So that's very, very important. You can find Mark at Facebook at The Life Dynamic, Twitter at Life Dynamics Inc. So you can follow Mark there. He already told you that you can see that film for free now as well. So get over there and visit MAFA21.com too. Just want you to get out there, get this information. Now, Mark, I want to say to you that you were a great influence on my life all the way through. And as executive producer of the film Roe v. Wade, which is now winning awards and things like that. If I had not worked with you and been a part of what you're doing, I would not have been as excited as I was to be the executive producer for Roe v. Wade. Hey, well, folks, if you've not seen it, okay, you know, people need to see that. So go ahead.
I was just saying, I thank you for that. And your movie is a 1-2 punch with ours. Your movie gives the mechanics of how this happened. MAFA 21 tells you why it happened. And those are two things that are important for everybody to understand.
And how it happened. All right. Well, we're almost at the end of the show. That always happens when everything is so excited. I usually bring in a little music. So we're going to show The Impossible Dream with me singing and some images. But babies have to be born in order for dreams to come true. Let's take a look at The Impossible Dream.
We will hear arguments in Roe against Wade. You may proceed.
If you really want to know how abortion became legal in our country, I will tell you the true story.
Dr. Mildred Jefferson, would you like to head up a Right to Life group that I'm starting?
Dr. Bernard Nathanson's clinics are performing 1,000 abortions per week. That's why I'm taking up the fight.
I wanted to get abortion legalized across the country.
We're looking for a pregnant girl to challenge the abortion laws.
We'll give her a pseudonym. Call her Jane Roe.
It's genius. That way no one will ever know about her past.
First, they came after the Jews. And then they came after the mentally deficient. We did nothing. And now they're coming after the unborn. And so you're going to do nothing?
Robert Byrd for Henry Wade.
No judge or jury in their right mind would ever let abortion happen in Texas.
You've been watching too much TV. This case has nothing to do with women's rights.
It's God's duty to forgive.
It's ours to rule the law.
You're changing your vote because your family found out. Or was it the media?
If we don't sort this out, fur will fly today.
You are trying to control this, Warren, old buddy. That is completely unethical.
In the matter of Roe v. Wade, I want the case re-argued.
Faith in God, respect for his law.
That law being?
Human law. We got the majority. We're gonna win.
Perhaps this is beyond the authority of the Supreme Court.
We are the law of the land.
These girls should not be put through the pregnancy and should be entitled to an abortion.
God, forgive me, what have I done?
The true silent minority. Who is speaking for these children?
Without question or pause, to be willing.
Mark, I'm so thankful that you're at the forefront of the battlefield we're occupying. We've already won. You gave some statistics that shows that we're reducing abortion. So we're going to keep going. I just want to say thank you. I'd like for you to have the final words here. If you'll just share a little bit more in your way about MAFA 21, about the sanctity of life, and how people should remain encouraged.
Well, we absolutely should be encouraged because we are winning. I don't care what the media tells you. I don't care what the parole boards tell you. All you have to do is look at the facts. We're winning. And when we reduce the abortion rate, you have to remember something. Every time we keep a baby from being killed, we reduce the power of the abortion industry. So there is a direct correlation between how much power these people have and how many abortions they do. And we've got them down now, and it's an obscenity that we're still killing 700,000 babies a year. That's obscene. But compared to 1.7 million, which was at our peak, we are winning. But yeah. I think a warning that we need to issue, Alvita, right now, is that we see a lot of horrid things going on in this world. Between COVID and now Afghanistan, and there'll be other things. And this Afghanistan thing is going to drag on for a long time because we have no national leadership.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell me that this would be going on if Donald Trump were still president. This would not be happening. There's no doubt about that. So we've got a clown for a president. And so this is going to go on for a while. But the important thing for the average pro-lifer to understand is this doesn't change the responsibility that we have to fight for the unborn. We made a commitment to God to fight for the unborn child, for the right to life of the unborn child. And that doesn't change no matter what else happens. He didn't say, I'm going to make this easy for you. He just said, if you will fight, the gates of hell will not prevail against you. And
we're
seeing that played out every day. We're winning this battle, and we should not become distracted by these other issues that are being thrown in front of us.
Thank you, Mark. God bless you. Folks, you heard it from one of the greatest and the best. So we just thank you for joining us. Visit these websites and stay in the fight. Thank you, Mark.
Thank
you. See you next time.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.